The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is sponsored by Wally and Pat Garbish in honor of their 60th wedding anniversary.
Beautifully done, Vincente. Thank you. Thank you. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. If you've noticed, I'm reading from Ephesians for a few weeks, and so I find this book very interesting, and I hadn't noticed before how much it talks about community and unity and pulls that all together with the grandeur of God and the calling of humanity. I also have to say that in one of the conversations, one of the first conversations I had with Vincente, he quoted this text, and I started laughing. I said, Oh, that's what I'm preaching the first Sunday you're here. I went, okay. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts that he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come into the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in the building up of love. In three verses from Jesus' prayer for his disciples, just before he is arrested. John 17, verses 20 to 23. I ask not only on behalf of these, his disciples, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them, you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. And will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. As many of you know, I enjoy growing flowers. And so this week, as you can see, I picked some flowers from my garden. There's some gladiolas here, there's a hydrangeas, and there's some zinnias. You might notice that they're fairly similar in color. I did that on purpose. But at the same time, each of those flowers is very different. This hydrangea will last for years. There's some in my office that have been there for 2 years already. This gladiola, well, already it begins to lose its blossoms one by one. I don't know if you can see that. I guess I got to pull more of it out. So they start coming from the bottom and they fall out, and then until the flower is completely bloomed out, Yeah, when the flowers, this will continue to open up. And then I have some zinnias here, and, well, those zinnias will last for a time, but suddenly they will begin to wilt, and that will be the end of them. Now, so these flowers, I think, can represent the church in that they are have some similarities, at least at UCC. They have some similarities, but there's also differences among them, just as there is among us. And then when I look at Edna's flowers here in remembrances for her, there's such a difference in color. There's purple and red and yellow and orange. There's sunflower and roses and lilies and gladiolas. What a difference. And there is such a difference in our world. And yes, there's even such a difference among our churches that follow Jesus Christ. What a difference there is. Now, we do have some commonalities among us. And yet there are also differences among us. Notice those differences much more quickly than we notice that which is common among us. And so I want to name what Paul names, that we have one faith, one baptism, one Lord. We are one in the body of Christ, and I'm not going to remember all seven of them. One Spirit, and one Father, God and Father of us all. Is that not what we believe? Am I right? We all have that in common. We can name those things. They are who we are, what we believe. And yet there's also differences among us. We may have different feelings about a variety of subjects. And yet Paul says that our work is to continue to be one, to continue to claim our commonality while noticing our differences. Because God has created us to be different. God has created us with a variety of gifts. You know, we surely have seen that recently in our musicians and over the years. Dion plays one way, and Kieran plays another, and Eileen another, and now we have the CDs. And there's four organists on those CDs, and some of them play really fast, and some of them play kind of slow, and we've got to figure that out very quickly because we don't know who's sitting at the organ, because like we do on Sunday mornings, you know. And now we have Vincente who plays in his own style, and wasn't that beautiful to enjoy the various instruments that all come together? But is that not true of all of us? That we all have our particular gifts. Thank goodness some of us know how to make, as Edna did, a chocolate turtle cake. Some of us know how to chop vegetables. Some of us can cut cheese. Some of us know how to fix some broken wooden piece in the church. Some of us know how to vacuum. Some of us see what needs to be done. Some of us know how to sing in the choir. Some of us know how to follow along. Some of us are willing to read. Some of us are willing to teach. Some of us are willing to mentor. Some of us are willing to serve. We all have a variety of gifts, and the gifts are given to us so that we build up the body of Christ. That's what we are to be about. We have claimed the name United Church of Christ. And our motto is that all may be one. Sure, we have differences. And Jesus knows that. Still, he prays for us that we will work together to do the ministry that this church is called to do at this time in its history. Each of us doing our own particular share of that ministry. You know, we all have our jobs and our families. Our families also have their differences and their commonalities. You know, I live far from my mom, but I have work to do. There's things that I can do to support her. And there are things that my sister can do to support her. And I got a feeling that's true for all of us in our families. Some of us can cut wood, and some of us can be the encourager. Some of us have the sense of humor. Some of us are the ones that bake the bread. We all have our gifts, and we have our differences. This text calls us to look more at our commonality than our differences. And to name that commonality among us and to celebrate it. Our work is to build up the body of Christ because God has called us together. Whether it is that God has called us together in the church, in the family, in the community, in the nation, in the world. At this particular time, we are the people who are alive in history. At this particular time, we are called to do the ministry that God calls us to do. To build up the body so that every ligament works together. So that no longer are we tossed to and fro by every wind that comes along. But to stay true to Jesus Christ, whom we have said we will follow in our baptism, in our confirmation, in our church membership. And so, my friends, let us build up the body of Christ as we are one with one another. Let us honor and respond to Jesus' prayer for his followers. Amen. Teach me, O Lord, thy holy way. Please be seated. And let us come to a time of prayer. O most holy and loving God, we thank you for the unity in Christ that is ours. We thank you for the places where we can love and support one another. This day I remember our college students who are on their way off to their schools in this coming week. May they have a good year, a year where they make friends, a year where they learn what they need to know, a year when they have fun and discover who they are. And, O God, as they go forth, we pray that they might remember their roots, that they are rooted and grounded in God's love, and that they have behind them a congregation that supports them wherever they go. Oh God, let that support and that grounding and rootedness in love and you be the reality for all of us. Help us all to support one another on this journey where all are welcome, no matter where they are on their journey. Help us to share with one another our care, our kindness, our compassion, our love, so that we might grow in the bond of peace. O Lord our God, you are faithful and always have been and always will be. You will always show us your way if we but listen. Help us to hear your Holy Spirit speaking in our ears and in our hearts so that we might know what the next steps are for us as individuals and for us as a church, for us as a nation. Be, O God, among those who are fighting and fearing the natural disasters that are coming around the world and even here in Wisconsin. Be with those who are fearing, again, more rain coming into the Madison area and already flooded out. Be with those who worry about that rain that might be coming here in Neillsville. We thank you for the rain, God, but we also know that for some, it is too much coming at once. So, God, help us to know how to support each other in all the natural disasters that happen all around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. And in his name we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is sponsored by Wally and Pat Garbish in honor of their 60th wedding anniversary.